Hello, Kay and Peter. Nice of you to let me come to your home to record something about your life together.
Hello there. I'm Kay and I'm with Peter, my husband. And I've been asked to share our story of how we met and married a few years ago. At the moment, we're both 89 years of age. But in 2007, I had retired and was living in Cromer. I belonged to the Salvation Army, as I have done for all of my life. I knew Peter because he went to the Salvation Army, but we had never been an item in any way. But as I was moving from Cromer to Sheringham, various people from the Salvation Army said, "Can we help you in any way in your move?" And Peter was one of those folk. I said, "Thank you very much." And so in November of 2007, he joined quite a few people who came to help me move on the Friday. It all went very well, and I was totally unpacked in this flat by 10 o'clock that night, which I thought was pretty good. At the end of that day, my close friend said, "Did you know it's Peter's birthday on Sunday?" And I thought of having him and some people to my house for tea, for supper after the Salvation Army service. "Would you like to come?" So I said, "Yes, that sounds very nice." So Sunday duly came, and we went to the Salvation Army for our worship time as usual and shared the rest of the day at my friend's house. We had a lovely time. There were about a dozen of us, and we enjoyed the day. The following day, I met Peter in town, and I said, "That was really lovely to share that day with you for your birthday." And he said, "Yes. In fact, it was the first time since my wife died." Glenys, his first wife, had gone to heaven about 2.5 years previously. And he said, "It was the first time since then that I went home and thought, oh, it's lonely going in the flat, and I've nobody to talk to and share the day with." So I said, "Well, perhaps next week, if you don't get asked out to tea or to dinner next week, you could come and have a coffee at mine on the Sunday night. Brazen little hussy." So the following week, sure enough, after the evening service, Peter came home with me and we shared supper and a chat. Previously to this time, I had known Peter but never really shared conversation with him because at that time he rarely spoke to anybody new. He was very quiet, very withdrawn, which you would never know these days. But we had a good evening. So this went on the following Sunday. And we'd only been doing this for 2 or 3 Sundays when Peter suddenly said to me, we were sitting on a settee, and he turned round and faced me and said, "I've got something to say to you." And I thought, oh dear, what have I done? I don't think I've upset him. And he looked me straight in the eye and said, "I think I'm getting very attached to you." And we've laughed and laughed about that since, because in those days we've no idea where it came from, have we, Peter? So I was taken aback and said, "Oh, I'll think about it, but thank you." So I waited a couple of weeks, and it was literally only a couple of weeks. We were still seeing each other, having a cup of tea out or coming to mine or whatever. A couple of Sundays later, we were having our worship service at the Salvation Army. And it was just as though a voice said to me, "It's okay, it's right." And I knew that this was right. And so after the service, I went to Peter and said, "Yes."
And how did Peter feel?
This is also unusual for me because I was a total introvert at the time. I very rarely spoke to anybody. I just got on with my own life, which I had done for most of my life. This came right out of the blue.
So it was meant to be, wasn't it?
It was
Yes.
certainly meant to be. But the interesting thing was what had led up to this, and we had thought nothing of it. Because during those 2.5 years, Glenys died about 2.5 years before this happened.
And did you know Glynis?
I knew Glenys because we went to the Salvation Army together, and she had cancer. She was poorly. I tend to want to see how people are when they're unwell. On 3 occasions during her last year, she felt during those nights that that was it, she was going to die that night. And on each occasion, she said to Peter, "Fetch Kay, she'll come." And Peter said, "I can't do that, it's the middle of the night." And each time I came, Peter would go away and make a cup of tea. And on each occasion, Glenys said to me, "You won't let Peter be on his own when I'm gone, will you?" And I said, but he won't be, Glenys, because you know we all look after each other at the army, and particularly the men. The women all look after the men. Yes. And in fact, from the time that Glenys died until we came together, Peter never had a Sunday at home for lunch. He always went somewhere different for lunch every week.
How lovely.
So we knew he'd be looked after. But looking back, we feel she maybe was saying, it's okay, from my point of view.
How lovely.
That was given. And when I said yes, we, of course, introduced my daughter to Peter. And the answer, they had some time together, and she came back and she said, Mum, you give him a try. If not, I'll have him. And we're still on honeymoon. We were 73 when we got married, and at 89, we're still on honeymoon.
I would just like to add on that in all those 89 years, what has happened over these last few years has been the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I'm the happiest and most contented man in Sheringham.
We're very grateful.
What a lovely, lovely story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. I'm sure the Mardler listeners will be just as happy to listen to it. Thank you.